6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Oh. Begin transmission.
Yeah. Here we go. Okay. The current time, my phone is ringing. My landline is ringing. The current time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. And yeah, this is not a message that I need to receive. This is spamola. Okay, bye. Ugh. So yeah, hello, welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe, and I'm walking around in my house doing stuff because I got a late start today because I stayed up a little bit too late last night because I couldn't fall asleep. And then once I did fall asleep, I woke up a whole bunch of times. I woke up every couple of hours, every hour and a half maybe, and I couldn't figure out why. And now I thought it was because of the wind. It was really windy last night, and so it was sort of drafty in my house, and so it was a little bit cold. Then when I got up, I came upstairs, and like right now I'm looking outside, and there's a light dusting of snow out on my deck and in my lawn. And it's not even freezing. It's just a hair below freezing. So it's like negative half a degree. Or like 31 degrees American. So, yeah. It's also means that I'm kind of having a sinus day. But I think I got that under control. So, yeah, here I am. Oh, this is going to be one of those shows where we don't do anything. Because we can't go outside. Uh-oh, and here comes the cat. Hi. Pippa arrives. Hi, baby dingins. What are you doing? The cat wants me to follow her, and I already know what's going to happen here. We're going to walk into the room here, and then she's going to wander off into the kitty bathroom when she wants water. I already poured you fresh water once today. That's how it works now. I pour you some fresh water in the morning and then at night before I go to bed. That's the new thing. Ooh. Because I can't be doing that. I cannot bend over 85 times a day and fill up kitty water bowls. So I just do it 2 times a day. And now I need some tea. Oh yeah. Okay. So now that we got the tea happening, and we got Dahong Pao today. Oh yeah. Okay, here we go. Oh yes. Oh yes. Very Dahong Pao-y. Pa-pow, pa-pow. Oh. I don't know why I stayed up so late last night. I stayed up about an hour later than I have been recently. Which is still nowhere near as late as my, quote, usual, end quote, schedule. But still. And then I got up really late because I kept waking up, falling asleep. I got up a little bit late and anything. Anybody might know you're talking about. Hey, that big a bug about. Now I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, hey, Tobe, but isn't today Tuesday? Doesn't that mean you have an open mic report for us today? Because you went to open mic night at the Shakedown Street Tavern in Benson last night? Yes. Yes, it is. So I guess that means it's time for the open mic report. So last night I headed up there, and I should probably mention that after I got ready, I sort of got distracted. I distracted myself doing a little bit of synth stuff. Uh-oh, now I got Zippy Cat. You got a cat with zoomies? Are you Zoomy Cat? Zippy Zips! I just got charged by my cat. Now she's not doing anything. Hey, what are you doing? Good tea. So I sort of accidentally distracted myself, and to make a long story short, I was a little bit late to the open mic. I didn't really leave my house until just shortly before 8 o'clock, and it starts at 8 o'clock, and it takes about 10 minutes to get there. So I was about 10 minutes late, but I wasn't worried about it, because this usually doesn't start on time. This usually starts a little slow. There's nobody over there, and blah, blah, blah. And so I got out of the car, and I got the greatest parking place. I got the parking place basically right behind the stage, right at the wall behind the bar. And of course, when I get out of my car, I can hear music playing, and I'm like, oh man, I'm missing something. And it sounds like I'm missing something good. So I go into the bar. The bartender recognizes me, asks me if I want my cola flavored beverage, and I said yes. And I went into the other room, and guess who's playing? That's right, none other than the Psych Knights themselves. Oh, I've been going there every week for the last 3 weeks trying to catch this band again. And now that the day that they're playing, they're actually playing, I show up late. Which is funny, because I showed up late the first time they were playing too. So I went into the other room. There was one other person there who was apparently a friend of the singer, Spider Cat. I took off my coat and I sat down, and I found some quarters on the floor, which was weird. And I did all the cool guy stuff. I took my keys out of my pocket and my phone, and I put them on the table, and wow, I looked just like a regular person. Once again. Yeah, because I remembered to take my phone in case of emergency last night. So I sat down to drink my cola-flavored beverage and watch the Psych Knights. And, they were so good. Except they were different. Once again, it was not the same lineup that I saw before. This time, it was Spider Cat singing, as usual, into her looper. The guitarist guy playing a different guitar this week, but, looping it. He's got a looper, too. And then there's another guy, but it's not a drummer. No, this time it's another guitar player. And this guy's taking all the lead lines. So the first guitar player, he's just sort of laying down bass loops. He's got an octaver or something. He can pitch shift his guitar down into bass range. And he's just making bass loops for the guitarist to play to. And, yeah, it was pretty good. It was pretty good. I enjoy listening to these guys play. It might not be the greatest thing every time, but, that's what improvisational music's all about. Sometimes you're not going to get the greatest thing ever, but sometimes you do. And so I was appreciating that. And after I was there for about 5 minutes, they ended the song, and they said, okay, we're going to do one more. And I said, all right. And since they don't have a drummer, and they don't even have a drum machine, Spider Cat gets up on the mic, turns on her looper, and starts saying, boots and cats and boots and cats and boots and cats and boots and cats, in a very beatbox manner, and loops it. And then the other guys join in and start playing to her human beatboxing, which is really just her saying boots and cats and boots and cats. And then she started singing along. And it was pretty great. I loved it. I loved it. I thought, man, these guys are so... Oh, it was beautiful. And then they ended. And then by that time, I think somebody else showed up. Was it Rebecca? Yeah, and Rebecca was going to go on next. And I thought, oh, great. Because last week, I know she played, but she played much later than after I left. But anyway, so Rebecca gets up there and does her usual thing where she's singing to backing tracks that are playing on her phone that are being fed into the PA system, and so it's basically sort of karaoke night. And she's pretty good. So she did four songs that I didn't recognize. I didn't know what any of them were. But she's a beautiful singer. And she's a lovely young woman. And by that time, a couple of other people showed up, a couple of other performers. One of the guys that I recognize from playing here before, he's the guy that had his foot tambourine, but he didn't use it. He did a couple songs, and he was better this time than I saw him last time. And he was doing this cool sort of finger-picky thing that was pretty damn good. And then another guitar player got up, and he was your basic singer-songwriter type, and he's part of a band, but his band wasn't with him, so it was just him, and he was pretty good. And then I heard Spider-Cat say that they were waiting for Joe Still. Apparently, if I'm remembering correctly, wasn't that the guy we were waiting for like 2 weeks ago who ended up doing stand-up comedy? I can't remember. Did anybody else play or do anything? But by this time, it's like 9:30, and it's time for me to roll out of there. So after Simon, the guitar player guy, once he finished up, I had to roll on out. And I came back home, and I was doing some synth stuff and playing with my cat. So all in all, I would say it was another fairly decent open mic night with a talent level a little bit higher than usual. And I would also say that it was sort of weird because it was really slow. There was nobody there. But that might have just been because it was cold and kind of rainy last night. It wasn't that cold. It wasn't below freezing, that's for sure. But I don't know, maybe people just didn't want to go out. But by the time I was leaving, a few more people did show up. And all I could think was, it was sort of disheartening. All I could think was, oh boy, if I play here, I'm going to be playing to nobody. I'm going to be playing an empty room. I'm just going to have, you know, a rehearsal. I'm going to have mobile rehearsal. Now, I've done this before. My old band, we used to have a regular gig at a cyber cafe. Remember when those existed? On a Friday night. And man, we were often playing to nobody but the owner. That was kind of annoying, but at least it was something to do. So yeah. It looks to me like I'm getting ready to play for a room full of space. Unless, of course, I sort of change my schedule. If I go back to my old schedule and I start staying up until 3 o'clock in the morning every night, and I get up at 11 o'clock, you know, then maybe if I play later, maybe there'll be more people there. Because by the time I was leaving, there was a lot of people. And when I say a lot, I mean, you know, like a dozen. Not a lot. Just more than just bodies in the room now, right? So I'm thinking, well, maybe I should just put myself on the schedule for later at night, like at 10 or 11 or even close to midnight, because this open mic goes from 8 until midnight. It's a four-hour open mic. And nobody sticks around. It's like everybody, once they're done playing, they just leave. And so nobody sticks around to watch anybody else. Although that's not entirely true. But now, I could do this. You know, maybe I could play for half a dozen people or whatever. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tob, but just tell all your friends to come late. And I'm like, yeah, but I really, all my friends are so old now that, one of my friends, he's really proud that he goes to bed at 6 or at 9 p.m. 9 p.m. local time. In the summertime, it's not even dark yet. He's going to bed. But when I was in the hospital, he said, oh, no, we'll definitely have to come out for you. Don't be ridiculous. We can stay up late. It's like, no, you can't. So, yeah, now I can tell my friends who are old that, yeah, come out on a Monday night. I'm going to be playing at 11 p.m. I'm going to do 15 minutes. Then you can go home and go to bed. But, you know, all these people have jobs, and they're early in the morning jobs. So they can't go out late at night because they won't be able to sleep long enough because they're old now. And yeah, so I shouldn't be letting this get me down, but it's kind of starting to affect me, psychologically speaking. I have one friend who could probably make it. That would be Brant, because he's, you know, runs his own schedule, does whatever he wants, and blah, blah, blah. Maybe Juarez. If I could find Juarez, if I could get a hold of Juarez and say, hey, come out, I'm going to be playing. I don't even know if he likes what I do. I don't think he's ever heard any of my music ever. And I know Brant hasn't, so how am I going to talk two people into coming to my show at 11 o'clock on a Monday night? This is just sounding more and more ridiculous the more and more I say it out loud and actually hear this, hear my feedback. Just what am I thinking? Yeah, what really needs to happen is we need to get my own space. I need to get like five other people who play synth, and we need to have synth night at some bar on a weekend night. The weird thing is I don't actually know any other synth guys. I do and I don't. I know two other people. One is this guy that I cannot find and cannot track down. I've mentioned him before. Can't find him anywhere. And then, of course, then there's this guy named Doug. Not my friend Doug, a different guy named Doug. Dopefer Doug. Doug Dopefer. He used to be the Dopefer dealer. He used to be the Dopefer distributor for the entire United States. Back when Eurorack wasn't even a thing yet. Well, actually, Dopefer just invented it, so yeah. Wish I could get a hold of him. Have no idea where he is. And then there's Grant and Scott. No idea how to get a hold of those guys. Anyway, so I came home from the open mic, and I felt like, oh, maybe I'm inspired. Maybe I need to do some synthin. And so I started doing some synthin. And the one good thing that I fixed, I screwed up again. And so then I tried to fix it again, and it was okay. It wasn't as good as the original fix, but now I have this thing. I don't know if I like it or not. And I still haven't replaced the bass drum for that patch that we got going. Let's just go over there, maybe get some work done. Oh, that means I gotta stand up now. Oh, that means I gotta work my way around the cat. Look out, dingins! Okay, so let's unplug this thing, and we'll go over into the synth zone. And we'll plug this thing into here, and that means, yay, we have power. Okay, so now, power up the mixing board, and we power up the synth, and we plug stuff in, and I put on my headphones, and do we have synth? Oh, yes, we do have synth, but we have synth at the wrong time, so now we gotta try to resync this up. A and I don't think I got it. Oh. I didn't get it. I screwed it up, but that's okay. We don't even need it to be synced up because we've got to do a different thing. The thing we're worried about, we don't need to worry about the sync. So let's just get this going again after we reset it. Okay, so here we go. And we got this. Where's that noise coming from? There's a weird crackle. What is that noise? That noise must be from the Gazingler. Okay, so we got all this, and this is not what I want. We gotta switch over to... Let's switch modes here. Okay, why is that not working? Why does this sound so messed up? Let's try it from the beginning, once again here, from the start. Okay, that's better. Like this. This is the bit that I had to fix. And now it's just woot 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 woot. I don't like that. That's not what I had. All right, let's see if we can fix it. Let's figure out where we are. Yes, we're in the right place. So we're going to start a new modulation chain, and instead of sweeping up, we're going to sweep it down. 1E and 2E and 3E and 4E and let's see if this sounds any better. What the hell? Why is it not? Why is this not? Okay, let's try again. What did I say? 1E and 2E and 3E and 4E and okay. I want to save that to 1. Okay, that's better, but that's not the timing we want. Okay, that's kind of all right. Better than it was. Thank you.
But what happens if we plug this, if we take this out and we just get doot doot doots, put this in and we get the occasional whoop whoop. Okay. What if then instead we did something along these lines? Let's go low, 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 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, and we'll save that into this. Okay, that's cool, but you can barely hear it. Yeah, this isn't doing me any good, is it? And then there's that. Well, I don't know if I want that. I kind of like this. Just by itself. What happens if we were to, say, put in one of these every once in a while? What if we went like this? That's every other... No. That's too much. What we need to do is go like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. How does that sound? Except we need to make that much slower. I mean, much faster. That's being weird. Okay, that's kind of cool. We get that little whip in there. Okay, I think that's passable. Let's see what this sounds like all together. Anyway, it's that time. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe, and I gotta do some stuff, so let's do some synth to the end of the line. The end of
this
the line.
This is yes. The end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes. Thank you.
www.ufotrack.net.